As ringing bells herald this Christmas season, another city church has gone silent. The Westside United Methodist Church in Syracuse has closed its doors, and last week it auctioned off its contents. David Chinatry with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College has the story.
You don't often hear this sound. In the same place you hear this sound. But recently you could hear them both at the Westside United Methodist Church in Syracuse. After 140 years, this one-time community anchor has closed its doors and sold nearly all its contents at auction, from stained glass windows to the altar furniture, right down to the brass hooks that held the choir robes. That piano, just being tested out by a prospective bidder.
The top bidder will get to choose what he or she wants.
2 years ago, the few members left voted to restart as a ministry that reaches out to people in the community rather than continue as a traditional church. And now it's just too expensive to heat and maintain the large brick building, says Reverend Rebecca Laird.
When we look at our faith and look at who we are as Christians, we don't worship the building. The building is just, it's just a place. And we really want to be in our community sharing God's love.
The auction profits will fund their new mission. The auctioneer led the bidders through three stories of the church building. The largest and most valuable items, tables, rugs, the church bell, and that baby grand, were arranged in the sanctuary. Among the bidders were many longtime members of the church.
It just holds a lot of meaning.
Kathy Gardy wanted one of the solid chestnut pews, but when she saw dozens crammed into a room...
It's so sad. There's just so many memories of these being there, and, you know, I mean, you grow up, and now they're going to go to wherever.
Craig Nunnaker watched the scene as he leaned on both his cane and an old chest. He was married here in 1952.
This was your whole life. You know, you had meetings and classes and different things went on during the week that kept you occupied.
Nunnaker cooked the church's monthly roast beef dinners, and he was looking for his favorite pot. But plenty of antique dealers and collectors were here, too, bringing with them a more appraising eye. People like Joseph Downing and Will Doswell.
Is there anything particular we're looking for? No, just things of beauty.
Well, the whole church, you know, is really beautiful.
But Doswell, too, seemed wistful about a bygone era.
As a kid growing up, churches were a place where there were people and there were beautiful things and it was all very revered. And now it seems like every year we go to another church auction to watch it all being sold off.
Reverend Laird says to her it's slivers of history and legacy being passed to the community, and it's a sign of the times.
I think at this point in the stage of where the church is at, I think it's pretty impossible for churches to really preserve buildings as large as this when the membership base is not what it used to be.
The church building itself will go on the auction block later this month. For WRVO, I'm David Chinatry with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.